Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 16th of June 1972. The title is Remaining Cheerful is a Special Sanskar of Brahmin Life. That is, remaining cheerful is a special sanskar of Brahmin life. What is the easy method to remain cheerful? Which image is the memorial of remaining constantly cheerful, one in which they have shown the speciality of being cheerful? They show the image of Vishnu lying down. He is churning knowledge and is cheerful. They have shown this image especially as a memorial of being cheerful. Vishnu means the dual form. All of you are also the form of Vishnu. Are you also going to change from an ordinary man into Narayan and from an ordinary woman into Lakshmi, or will only the father become that? Both men, women, and those who churn the knowledge remain cheerful in this way. So, what is the method to remain cheerful? To churn knowledge. To the extent that you churn knowledge, you accordingly remain cheerful. What is the reason for not churning knowledge? You engage yourself in wasteful churning. When there is wasteful churning, there cannot be the churning of knowledge. If you keep your intellect constantly engaged in the churning of knowledge, you would remain constantly cheerful and there would not be any wasteful churning. In order to churn knowledge and constantly remain cheerful, you have received many treasures. Nowadays, when someone is very wealthy, it is said, that one has countless wealth. In the same way, are you able to count the treasures of knowledge that you have received? Since it is countless, why do you let go of it? It is only when you lack something that it seems you do not have that thing. However, if you do not lack anything, it should not be that you do not have that thing. Do you prefer those other things more than the treasures of knowledge? Is it because you have developed that habit over a long period of time that it happens even against your conscious wish? So, how long is it since you started churning knowledge? How much time is even 1 year of the confluence age equal to? Even 1 year of the confluence age is very long. If you look at it in this way, then this is something that you have been doing over a long period of time, is it not? So, as that is a sanskar over a long period of time, and you remember it against your conscious wish, why does this awareness of a long period of time does not remain naturally in the same way? Whatever is new or fresh should remain in the awareness even more, because it is something of the present. The other is something of the past. This is something of the present. So, why do you remember the past? When you remember the past, do you also remember what the attainment was through that? When there was no attainment of happiness through that, why do you remember it? Why do you remember it when you have the result of it in front of you? You also understand that it is wasteful and that the result of something wasteful would also be wasteful. When you understand that the result is wasteful and yet you continue to do it practically, what would you call that? Weakness. When you understand something and you are not able to do it, that is called being weak. Are you still weak? What is the sign of those who have authority? They have willpower and they are able to do anything they want. They are able to inspire anything they want to happen. This is why it is said that one has authority. Have you not yet attained the authority that the Father has given? Are you master or mighty authorities? Almighty means being one with all powers. Can you call someone who has almighty authority, who understands everything and yet is not able to do it, one with almighty authority? You forget who you are. This is your position. So, do you forget your own self? Do you forget the real self and become artificial? Nowadays, it is the fashion to make one's image artificial. They put on one type of decoration or another through which the reality is hidden. This is known as artificial, devilish decoration. In fact, the people of Bharat are still satoguni in comparison with all other souls. However, by making an artificial form, by putting on artificial makeup, they are making themselves more and more devilish day by day. Now, you should not forget the reality. By forgetting the reality, you develop devilish sanskars. In a logic way too, no one has the courage to go in front of someone who is very powerful. If you stabilized yourself in the position of an almighty authority, could those devilish or wasteful sanskars have the courage to come in front of you? Why do you come down from your position? The real sanskar of the confluence age is in those who constantly receive and give knowledge. They constantly have knowledge in their awareness and they remain constantly cheerful. The special sanskar of Brahmin life is that of remaining cheerful. So, why do you become distant from that? Do you ever renounce something that is your own? This is your possession of the confluence age, whereas defects belong to Maya. This is your possession of the confluence age, whereas defects belong to Maya. You have taken those by keeping bad company. Your own possessions are divine virtues. You let go of your own possessions. Do you not know how to look after them? Do you know how to look after your home? You know how to look after all the limited things, the home, the children, etc. So, do you not know how to look after the unlimited things? Have you completely turned your back on limited things, or do you still have a few of them left? Just as Sita turns her back on Ravan, in the same way, have you turned your back on limited things? Later, you will not go in front of them, will you? In that case, we would go back and say, what can we do? At the present, because of being in the unlimited home, you have unlimited intoxication. However, afterwards, when you go into the limited home, will you have limited intoxication? The zeal and enthusiasm you have now will not become limited afterwards, will it? There will not be any difference in the unlimited zeal and enthusiasm you have now, will there? Have you said farewell to the limited, or will you, even now, offer it some hospitality? You should understand what this Alokic birth is for. Is it for limited tasks? Why have you taken an Alokic birth? What have you accomplished if you do not carry out the task for which you have taken the Alokic birth? You say to people that if they do not have the introduction of the Father while being his children, how could they be his children? In the same way, ask yourself, have you become the unlimited children of the unlimited Father? Do you accept this? Do you recognize this? In that case, if you do not engage yourself in the unlimited task, what is your Alokic birth for? What is the benefit if, having taken an Alokic birth, you engage yourself in worldly tasks? Understand the importance of your birth and the time. Only then will you perform an elevated task. Do not become like gas balloons. They expand very well and fly high too, but only for a temporary period. So, you are not such gas balloons, are you? Acha. Om Shanti.